Larson.
It's my 30th anniversary in San Diego radio, which is kind of amazing to me because I'm only 27 years old.
Mark Larson, host of the California-based radio show Larson Live, the conservative commentator who blogs on the internet at larsonblog.com. He broadcasts live from the White House today.
On location somewhere in the Persian Gulf, live from New York City in Lower Manhattan at Ground Zero. San Diego County Fair, this is the big weekend. Something like a 4th of July special program here on Kogo, which we're doing today from the deck of the USS Ronald Reagan.
We are the majority of California. This was our country at one time. But yet, you know, that's life, you know, but we still have rights. Every immigration person has rights.
Massive deportation of the people here is unrealistic. It's just not gonna work.
Yeah, I noticed yesterday traffic wasn't bad and most people driving and had car insurance. It was nice, it was safe.
Airtight security on both sides of the Atlantic after British authorities busted up a terror plot to blow up passenger planes headed for the United States.
Passengers are no longer allowed to bring liquids through the checkpoint and onto the plane.
Nightmare time at the airports, but you know, most people saying, I'd rather have a nightmare waiting in line than the ultimate nightmare at the hands of terrorists. This is definitely Wake Up Call, Dave. Hello?
He's sending all of my units to the Verrazano Bridge. I don't know what's going on. What's going on, please?
Live from New York City in Lower Manhattan at Ground Zero. What was the call? How did you anticipate things were going to go?
We just thought it was a small plane that hit the North Tower, and we were going to go help people, you know, like do our job like we do every day. And as we were coming down Liberty Street, the second plane hit in front of us, and it was like, what's going on here? But being trained firefighters, what we do is we just, okay, we got to do our job. I turn down Church Street, we go to Veterans Street, I park the rig, and we go to work.
The attacks were meant to bring us to our knees, and they did, but not in the way the terrorists intended. Americans united in prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. You can all help.
Don't just wait to do that.
Yeah, you don't need papers for voting. You don't need to be a registered voter to help.
My words didn't come out correctly, but I immediately corrected and said that you don't have to be a registered voter to vote.
You got that little smirk on your face. Do you think you're so clever?
You know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
I don't even know why that's funny.
The Little Montoya's marriage, Britney Spears, file for divorce. Yeah, file for divorce.
Who cares?
The Republicans took a real Texas whipping last night.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
That's all I have to say about that.
Good names, better choice. Mark Larson, 2006.
You know my name. Judge Kenneth Starr, Dr. Jerry Falwell, John Rocker, Dick Morris, Chris Wallace. You know my name. Ed Gillespie, the one, the only, Carl Rove, Dr. James Dobson, John Ashcroft, Oliver North, Stephanie Miller, Tom DeLay, Pat Boone, and Pat Buchanan, G. Gordon Liddy, Chuck Colson, Arianna Huffington, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. You know. As we say, big names, better choice, all right here, live and local on News Radio 600 KOGO. You know.